Next Wave.
That was tonight's Next Wave on future artist Alice Leongu Gao and Shia Bunai. Alice is on the phone with me right now to talk us through the track. Alice, welcome to the show. I mean, when I listen to this thing, I kind of feel like, aside from the kind of kawaii nature about it, there's also this kind of element of danger associated with the song. Can you talk us through its meaning and what it's about?
Shia Bunai, you know, Bunai means dangerous in Japanese. So when I was writing the song, I was thinking, beauty is so transient, it fades. You know, as a woman, I am so inspired by my friends around me, and they really empower themselves with knowledge and, like, just that, like, badass attitude. And sometimes it does come across dangerous, and so I'm really inspired by my female friends around me, and, you know, they're, like, powerful attitude, their knowledge, their intelligence. I really want to share that with my audience.
Absolutely. I mean, lift up, raise up, elevate, and bring the power down with you. Why not? Let's do it. And I mean, it's not just you on the track. I mean, you mentioned there your friends are inspiring to the music. You've got Muramasa and Bulo on this one as well. How did those relationships form, and how did they come to be a part of the song?
Totally. So Bulo is one of my closest friends right now. So obviously we're connected through music, because I heard her song and then I was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. I have to tell her. So I just like DM'd her on Instagram being like, yo, your song is dope. And then she responded me being like, yo, your song is dope. So that's how, that's how we like connected. And then with Muramasa, I mean, oh God, I'm just a huge Muramasa fan. I love his music. So like, you know, since I started DJing, I always listen to his music. Like, I literally know every single track of his. So basically, I was like, I'm just gonna reach out to him. Like, simple. And then I just reached out to him, and then he agreed. I was like, oh my God, me and Bulo, we were literally like screaming on FaceTime after I got his response. It took us 5 months to finish this, because it was also Christmas and all this like festivals, Corona, whatever. So much work behind it, and I'm so glad the song is doing so well right now.
You should be really, really proud of the song. I think another really admirable thing about the song is how you marry Japanese culture and English culture within music together so seamlessly. I think there probably would have been a time where those two probably wouldn't have been able to fit maybe as naturally, but now feels like a really great time for those two cultures to be able to come together and make an amazing new kind of breed of music. Was it easy for you to do?
Well, so basically, you know, I was born in China. I lived in Japan. I have my Japanese family because I went to school in Japan. So, you know, just my living experiences in China, in Japan, and also in America really inspired me to do what I do. And then, you know, this song isn't like a label set up. Isn't like, oh, we're managed by the same manager, we're gonna do a song, like, you know, like, it's really not that. It's friendship, it's admiration, you know, and we wanted to try something new. So this song, you know, came together like that, and I'm really, really happy.
And I think you can really feel that. So Alice, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight and bringing it to us. It sounded huge.
Thank you so much, Jack. I hope you all enjoy Shia Bunai.
Yeah, we did. Let's go. Your Next Wave tonight was Alice Leongu Gao, Shia Bunai on Radio 1.
Jack Saunders, Next Wave.
BBC Sounds. What makes you feel beautiful?